on February 16th, 2011. This is Polling You, number 41. Welcome, Bridge friends. It's Michael here from Bridge Hands. Today, we are going to go up, up, and away with slam bidding, up there into that thin air where lots of tricks are made. To begin, the road to slam. First, we start with our hand evaluation. We have to have a good assessment of our assets. Next, we have to have partnership agreements. As we get in the dialogue, we have to know if there are certain bids, what the meanings are. We'll speak about those. And of course, the bidding itself. Besides the special partnership agreements, conventional agreements, we have to have good, sound bidding evaluation. And of course, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, right? The play phase is where it all comes together. So, slam is a risk-reward proposition, just in the same way that a game bonus, extra points are accrued for making a certain threshold. For slam, the rewards are all the sweeter. There are some criteria, though, that are required for making slam. There are three of them, as a matter of fact. One, the strength. Obviously, if we have more high card points, that's going to help us propel ourselves to make those tricks we need. Second, if we have a very shapely hand, then that can provide some magic to the mix. We may not need as much strength. We may be able to do it based upon our good looks, that is, the good looks of our cards, right? Third, the controls. Well, we need to have tricks quickly. If the opponents peel off a couple tricks, no slam. So we need to have controls. We'll speak about that. Okay, for part scores. First of all, for the minors, anything less than 11 tricks, not going to get a game bonus. In the majors, anything less than 10, sorry about that, no game bonus. And in no trump, anything less than 9, no game bonus. That's where we get our part scores. In some formats, you get 50 points for a part score. On Four Deal, or Chicago is what a lot of people refer to it as. How about for game? A game bonus, non-vulnerable, will gain you 300 points in duplicate style, Chicago, Four Deal. Vulnerable, 500 points. And it sort of works the same way for those of you who are contract rubber bridge players, auction bridge players, is that when you make that first game, you're a long ways towards getting the rubber, right? They have to win two at this point. So you have a big advantage when you have that first game. You may not get the points right away, but the chances are you're going to be able to get that game bonus. Okay, so it takes 11 tricks in the minors, 10 in the majors, and 9 tricks in no trump. How about for slam? Well, a slam is 12 tricks. That's what's called a small slam. 13 tricks, the whole enchilada, all 13 tricks, gains you a grand slam. The bonus, non-vulnerable, 500 points. Very good. For a vulnerable, hey, that's nice, 750. And for all 13 tricks, just double the numbers. The grand slam bonus, non-vulnerable, 1,000 points. Thank you very much. And for a vulnerable grand slam, 1,500 extra points. That's in addition to your trick score. Not bad. Makes it worth your while. But as we talked before, there is a risk reward, isn't there? That's what makes slams so exciting. Let's talk about the three-way triad. There are three ways, fundamentally, to get a slam. One is the classic way. This is where we have strength and we have shape. In this Venn diagram here, that would be the intersection between these two. In a major, we will oftentimes look for a suit slam. In a minor, we're oftentimes, for the duplicate bridge players, they would like to go with no trump. Rather than getting 20 points per trick times 6 for a small slam, the duplicate players, because they get the extra margin in no trump, they would rather get 40 points for the first trick and 30 for every thereafter. Now, I have in the Venn diagram where it doesn't just come to this point. It comes over here. Why is that? Because you do have to have controls. We're going to speak more about that, but controls are needed in any type of a slam. So besides this one with the shape and the strength, what's the other type? Well, where you don't have shape, where it's balanced. This would be a no-trump-oriented slam or grand slam. You have strength, you have the controls. Well, is there a third type? Oh, yes. That is the slam magic. This is where you have a suit contract and you have wild distribution. And you have a chance to promote a long suit, maybe even a secondary suit. So here, you don't need the strength. You have the shape, baby, and you also have the controls. So these two components can propel you. So we need controls in any of these three types. In the classic slam, where we might have a 5-3 fit, a 5-4 fit with our partner, might be in a minor, might be in no trump, might be in a major. And for balance, we look at no trump. And for these wildly distributional, could be either a suit contract of a minor or a major. But obviously, if it's shapely, you're not going to be in no trump. Okay, we spoke about controls. What's this control business? Well, these are quick tricks, folks. So when we're missing an ace and a king, we are probably not going to get slammed, especially if it's held by the same opponent. So we like to have ace as a first round of control. How about a void? Well, that's a first round of control there, isn't it? Next, if we have a king-queen, well, the opponents can get one trick for their ace, and then we're in. Next, a singleton. Once again, they'll get one trick, and then we can go ahead and start roughing. This is assuming that we're in a suit contract. And finally, is where we have a king and some other cards in the suit. They take their ace, then we go ahead and propel, winning the king. The problem here would be, of course, is if you've got king and three others in the dummy, and you don't have an ace in your hand, and they lead from a queen jack to your king, and the ace is on the other side, bad things are going to happen, right? So we prefer one of these other scenarios where we have a king, queen, a singleton, a void, or an ace. When we've got an unprotected king, we hope that we're in the fourth seat, so that comes around to us. Next, let's talk about that classic slam we were speaking about earlier. Okay, we're saying oftentimes we're in a major for suit, and a minor we like to go to no trump, but it might be a minor suit slam. 12 tricks is 12 tricks, right? And if you only get 20 points per trick rather than 30 points per trick, 40 for the first one, I'm not so bad if we get those slam bonuses we spoke about before. So what do we need? Oh, we said we needed strength, we need shape, and we need to have some controls. The shape could be various types as we compare that with others. The strength, 33 points is what we normally like to have for a small slam, and 37 points for a grand slam. We'll speak a little bit more about these high card points in a moment. Controls, we spoke about controls. We need all but one of them for a slam. And for grand slam, well, we better have controls up down the line in all four suits. Next, let's take a look at a hand. In spades, we have ace, king, queen 5 times. That would be 9 points, and it looks like one for distribution, doesn't it? Unless they've got jack fourth against us, we're in good shape. In hearts, we have king, queen, third. That's 5 points. In diamonds, ace, doubleton is worth 4. And in clubs, queen, third, a reasonable suit, another 2. Okay, how about for our partner's hand? In spades, jack fourth. Well, that's worth 1+. If our partner has bid spades, which certainly we can see that this hand is going to open 1 spade, then the response is going to have good spade support. Jack fourth, more than a point. In the heart suit, a doubleton with nice trump support should be worth 1 distribution point. In the diamond suit, we have 3 points for the king third. And in the club suit, with ace, king, jack, fourth, there's another 8 points. So, what do you think about the points? We have 10 and 11 here, 21. Over on this side, we have 13 points plus. Looks like 33 points. Do we have the controls? Well, we sure do in the club suit. We do in the diamond suit. Well, we're missing one in the heart suit, but we love that we've got a king, queen. And in spades, we have not only a fit, but we have enough there also. So, 12 tricks look to be in the bag. So that would be a good 6-spade contract. Next, let's take a look at the balanced hands. The balanced hands, we don't have shape. They're either balanced or semi-balanced hand. The strength, here again, 33 and 37. The controls, same as before, all but one for a slam. Need all of them for the grand slam. Let's take a look at a hand. This looks kind of familiar, doesn't it? Rather than have all of the points in the spades, this time we've moved them down to the club suit. So we have 2 points for the queen third of spades. In hearts, we have king-queen is 5 points. In diamonds, we move the ace and the king between the partner's hand and ours for a reason I'll speak about in a minute. 3 more points there. And in clubs, ace, king, queen 5 times, 9+ points. I'm going to count it as 10 points. How do you feel about that? Ace, king, queen, 5 times, pretty good suit, unless they're jack forth against us. I'm going to recommend this as 10 points, and with another 10 points, I would suggest opening this hand to no trump. And you'd be happy to have the lead coming around to you playing in no trump, wouldn't you, with the king doubleton. Remember we spoke about earlier, we like when we don't have a king queen, we like the lead coming around to this hand being in forced seat. Okay, how about our partner's hand? In spades, ace, king, jack 4 times. Well, there's another 8 points. In hearts, no help, 0 points. In diamonds, ace third, 4 points there. And in clubs, jack fourth, we're just not really exactly sure, but once we see that we don't have a major suit fit, then it starts to look better, knowing that our partner has some minors. So it could be 1 point. We're not exactly sure. So how does this hand rate? Well, if there's a 2 no-trump opener here, there'll probably be a 3-club stamen. Then there'll probably be 3 diamonds. No, I don't have a 4-card major. And before you know it, they're going to be in their balanced slam looking at 6 no-trump. How does it do? Well, we've got 5 tricks in clubs, 2 in diamonds, a 7. 1 in hearts is 8. Looks like we have 4 in spades, 12. 6 no-trump for that hand, and off to the next. How about slam magic? Yes, this is where we have shape, we have controls, and we just don't necessarily have a lot of strength. We may have only as few as 26 high card points, maybe less if it's really extreme. We might be in a major, we might be in a minor. We sure don't want to be in a no-trump contract with shapely hands. So we could have a long suit. We might have a two-suited hand. We probably got a lot of singletons and voids. We're not interested in no-trump. And we're going to be doing some promotion plays. Here again, the controls still the same. All but one. Might not be with a lot of aces. Could be with some voids and singletons. Grand Slam, we got to have them all. Let's look at a hand. Okay, here we have a long diamond suit. In spades, we have ace doubleton is 4 points. Stiff, small heart, no points there. In diamonds, ace, king, queen, 6 times. Definitely worth 9. It's going to be very hard for them to have jack fourth against us here. And in clubs, no help, no points. 13 plus a couple distribution points. All right. For our partner. In spades, no help, doubleton. In hearts, ace doubleton, 4 points. In diamonds, some nice placeholders there. 4 babies is no points. And in clubs, ace, king, queen, 5 times. Another 9 points, plus 1 for distribution, assuming the opponents don't have jack fourth against us. So how many points do we have here? We have 13 and 13. Sounds like enough for game. But this will make 7 diamonds. Count them. 7 diamonds. We said, what, 37 points for a grand slam? Uh-uh. Not when you have these slam magic hands. So how do we do? We're going to take 6 tricks in diamonds. In hearts, we're going to take 1. That's 7. 1 in spades. Looks like we could lose 1. 8. But look at the pitches we can do here. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So unless they have jack fourth against us, and since we have a 9-card suit, jack fourth, what's the likelihood of that to happen? Well, it's 10% that they have jack fourth. And that's not a very high odds. Do you remember the bonus for a grand slam? It doubles your score. Would you be willing to take a 10% chance for doubling your score? I think you would. I would take those odds any day. So sometimes we do use the odds also in getting our slam bonuses. Okay, let's do a silly example to show an extreme of shape. We have in spades, no spades. In hearts, no hearts. In diamonds, oh my goodness. Ace, queen, jack, 10, 9, it's running 12 times. And in clubs, a stiff 2. So we have no points in spades, no points in hearts, 7 points in high card points for diamonds. Who knows how many distribution points? You can't really use distribution points on this hand, can you? You can see intuitively that you're going to get 12 tricks. Somebody's got the king, whether it's your partner, whoever it is, they've got no chance to promote that king because it's a singleton. And in clubs, we lose 1. We have no points. So our partner, let's say, has a Yarborough hand, no points, no spades, 0, nothing in hearts, has 0 diamonds, and with no points in clubs, no points soever. But we can make 6 diamonds with this contract. We sure don't like it in no trump, but you can see that in diamond suit, we could do extremely well. Of course, the opponents, I think they've got a lot of spades, don't you? And hearts? Well, that might be an interesting auction, but you can see with extreme hands, it does not require points. Do we have controls? Yes, we have the control over here in the diamond suit, and intuitively, the fact that they've got the king, it's going to be a singleton, nothing for them, and in clubs, they'll get 1 trick. So here we have 7 high card points, making a slam. So to review, as far as tricks and bonuses are concerned, we need strength and controls if we're going to be in a no-trump slam. If we're going to be in a suit slam, we need to have shape and we need to have strength. And if we're going for the magic formula, the extreme without a lot of strength, then we better have a very shapely hand or 2 suited hand, and we better have controls. So as far as the tricks, when we have less than 9 in no trump, less than 10 or 11 in the major and the minors, we're talking about part scores. And when we have 9 tricks in no trump, 10 in a major or 11 in a minor, we're talking about the game bonuses. And when we have a slam or a grand slam, 12 or 13 tricks, then our bonuses go up appreciably. Non-vulnerable, 500. Vulnerable for a small slam, 750. Grand slam, all 13 tricks, 1,000 and 1,500. Double it again. So in summary, slam bidding is all about partnerships. The partnership proposition to be able to have a partnership agreement, partnership bidding, and then finally, that solo performance, the play of the hand. All right, we're going to have a couple hands we're going to do. One for our free members who want to sign in, and a couple more for our premium and ultra members. Here we go.